Canmore, it's no surprise that runners made sure to be quick Sunday morning, September 11th, during the Canmore Rocky Mountain Half Marathon, 10 Kelvins and 5 Kelvins. But medals, glory and testing fitness aside, there might have been a little extra jolt to finish faster as a thick blanket of wildfire smoke from neighboring British Columbia was beginning to roll into town. As it turns out, many Bow Valley athletes dashed to the line a little harder and faster than most as 6 locals sprinted to podiums and 10 locked up top 10s in the 26th edition of the Canmore Half Marathon that mixes concrete and gravel running. And if you looked at the 10 Kelvins results on Sunday and had a double take because Canmore's Duncan Marsden wasn't draped in gold, you aren't the only one. Marsden, who's never tasted anything other than sweet victory since 2013, was officially bumped off as reigning champion. Calgary's Daniel Pitikariu did the unthinkable and won gold, 35 minutes 6 seconds and 4 milliseconds, dethroning the perennial top dog. An 8-time gold medalist at the Canmore event, who finished with silver. Canmore's Peter Clack, 35 minutes 26 seconds and 6 milliseconds, won bronze. "It just wasn't my day out there," said Marsden, who clocked in at 35 minutes 24 seconds and 6 milliseconds, but congrats to Daniel who ran a great race and thanks to the organizers who once again put on a seamless race, which was super fun and organized and perfect weather. "We even beat the smoke rolling in by a few hours. There was a great vibe to the race and I think people are just pleased to be able to get out and do these types of events again after COVID. These types of events are so important for the community, in my view." Planning for the future, Pitikari has been training for 5 months, preparing for cross-country senior nationals in 2023. He jumped at the opportunity to race in Canmore, his first ever 10 kilometers on road, to see where his gas tank was at. "The plan was to actually go 35 minutes, so 35.06 isn't bad," he said. "Usually you want to be around the 32-minute mark and I'm hoping by next year to get to that mark. Maybe faster, so it's just a matter of staying consistent and building my mileage and eventually throwing in workouts to drop down the time." In ninth for the men was Canmore's Jake Griffiths, 40 minutes 37 seconds and 3 milliseconds. The top women in the 10 kilometers were Red Deer County's Amy Severtson Gold, 44 minutes 33 seconds and 7 milliseconds, Calgary's Ellen Pierce Silver, 45 minutes 24 seconds and 8 milliseconds, and Canmore's Natasha Miles was bronze, 46 minutes 37 seconds and 5 milliseconds. Canmore's Marion Adda finished 7th, 49 minutes 40 seconds and 9 milliseconds. In the half marathon, Canmore's Charlie Clary enjoyed the shorter run and finished 3rd overall. "My last race was 100 kilometers, so just to run something short and fast was nice today," said Clary, who crossed the finish line at 1 hour 18 minutes and 15 seconds .4. "I was in second until about 9 or so kilometers, and I kept it within a couple hundred meters for most of the race." Like Pitikariu, Clary is eyeballing a spot at an upcoming race, the Boston Marathon, and jumped into the local race on a whim to keep his fitness level up. Calgary's Sib Kalsbeek won gold, 1 hour 17 minutes and 30 seconds .7, in the half marathon, and Madison Theriault took silver, 1 hour 17 minutes and 38 seconds .7. Canmore's Gunnar Falke finished 7th overall, 1 hour 26 minutes and 19 seconds. A trio of Calgary women won gold, silver and bronze in the half marathon with Maria Zambrano, 1 hour 20 minutes and 30 seconds .4. Taking first, Suzanne Paget Phipps second, 1 hour 27 minutes and 13 seconds, and Tasha Bell third, 1 hour 28 minutes and 47 seconds .9. The top local woman was Christine Druin in 6th, 1 hour 31 minutes and 13 seconds .4, and Canmore's Denise Giustiniano was 9th, 1 hour 36 minutes and 45 seconds .1. Cochrane's Caden Jones won gold in the 5 kilometers race, 19 minutes 23 seconds and 1 millisecond. Lake Louise's Colin Christmas took silver, 20 minutes 39 seconds and 4 milliseconds, and Calgary's Lewis Johnson was 3rd, 20 minutes 43 seconds and 5 milliseconds. Jones, 16, trains with the Cochrane Endurance Project Athletic Club and said it's always great to outpace the older runners. "I was really happy with how it went," he said. "I stayed consistent and that was my goal for today and good opening race to start the season. That's what I was looking for going in here. Male runners from Canmore in the top 10 included Richard Baruta in 4th, 23 minutes 15 seconds and 7 milliseconds, Jarrett Janis in 8th, 25 minutes 41 seconds and 8 milliseconds, and Troy Martin rounded out top 10 at 28 minutes 25 seconds and 9 milliseconds. The top women of the 5 kilometers were Cochrane's Ellie Barlow, 23 minutes 23 seconds and 9 milliseconds, 11-year-old Canmorite Trillian Klinkhamer in 2nd at 26 minutes 47 seconds and 2 milliseconds, and Cochrane's Rhianne Booker was 3rd, 26 minutes 48 seconds and 2 milliseconds. Canmore's Ian Jarrett's, 29 minutes 30 seconds and 8 milliseconds, and Karen McMillan, 29 minutes 46 seconds and 5 milliseconds, rounded out the women's top 10. For full results, visit www.zone4.ca.